We are learning Masechtas Tainis Daf Yud Omer Aleph, and we're beginning on top of the Omer, on top of Daf Yud Omer Aleph. Tanur Rabbanim. Eretz Yisrael Nivras Tchila. Eretz Yisrael was created first. V'chol Olam Kulo Nivra Levesoif, and the rest of the world was created afterwards. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, Ad Lo Oso Oretz V'Chutzois V'Roish Afres Tevel, and it says Eretz before Chutzois. Chutzois means the outsides, and the Eretz is Eretz Yisrael. So you see, Eretz Yisrael was created first. The Gemara to bring down three more examples of the Milo of Eretz Yisrael v'Chutz La'aretz. It's all one thing that Eretz Yisrael has more Hashgacha Pratis than the rest of the world. So number one is Eretz Yisrael was created first before the Chutz La'aretz. Number two, Eretz Yisrael, Mashka Yisrael Baruch Hu V'Atzmai. Eretz Yisrael Hashem is Mashka the land by himself. The rest of the world gets rain Ayde Shliach. Shneim says in the Pasuk, Hanoisin Mota Pnei Oretz. So on the Oretz it's called Matar, and a Chutzos is called Shaleach Mayim, a lashon of Shliach. So Noisim Matar is Apnei Eretz, is Hashem giving the Matar, Noisim Matar. V'Shaleach Mayim, Hashem sends Mayim Apnei Chutzos, that's a day Shliach. Number three, Eretz Yisrael Shoisim Meik Shomim, V'Chol Olam Kulam Mutamtsis. Eretz Yisrael gets pure rainwater, but the rest of the world gets the Shirayim, like the leftovers. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Hanoisim Motar Pnei Aretz, which is rain, and the Shleich Mayim Apnei Chutzos, the rest is just called Mayim, it's not Motar. The rain falls on Eretz Yisrael. Everyone else gets the leftovers. And the fourth Nafkamina of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz is Eretz Yisrael Shoisa Tchila, they get the rain first, Cholayim Kulu B'Shleif, everyone afterwards, Shenemar, again, same Pasuk, Hanoisim Motar Pnei Aretz, V'Shleich Mayim Apnei Chutzos, that first goes the Motar Pnei Aretz, and then the everything else the chutzos, and the Maaseh Shoh over here speaks out right away. Kol Elu Hadvarim LeMailas Eretz Yisrael Nemru. This is all Mailas Eretz Yisrael, and there's all different Mailas. And the Gemara gives a mashal to it. Mashal LeOdom Shemegavel Sagvina, a person who's making cheese. Noitel Sa'ichel Omniach Asapshel. It takes out the hard stuff after the cheese becomes hard. There's like liquid around it. You take the cheese and you leave the psilus. That psilus is what's left for the rest of the world, and the cheese comes from Eretz Yisrael. Again, Eretz Yisrael gets the main rain and the main hashgacha pratis. So we had a Gemara before that Waman Diyama, which is Rabbi Eliezer, holds that the rain comes from the kindness, from the ocean. The ocean water evaporates, it goes into the clouds, and then it rains from the clouds. So really, all the water comes from the land. Gemara Akasha, what do you mean? It should be salty then. So my answer is before that it gets sweetened in the clouds. Amamar, mismatkin heim ba'oven. It gets sweetened in the clouds. Manolai, what's the makar in the psukim that the clouds sweeten the water? Dovra Yitzchak Vayayis Vamechadon, Ksiv is two psukim that Dovra Melech said, one in Tehillim and one in Shmuel. And they're very similar psukim. One pasuk Ksiv Cheshchas Mayim of Ishchakim, the other pasuk Cheshchas Mayim of Ishchakim. I'll read both psukim. The pasuk in Tehillim says like this: Yoshes Choishech Sisroi Sivaisov Sukoisai Cheshchas Mayim of Ishchakim. And the pasuk in Shmuel, which is also a shira of David HaMelech, says Yoshes Choishech Sivaisov. Very similar. Sukois Cheshras Mayim of Ishchakim. So instead of Cheshchas, it's Cheshras. So we darshan like this: Shokal Kaf V'Shadi Areish. You take the kaf, put together the reish, and now you read the Karvei Chachsharas, which is like Hachsharas, which means Hechsher, it makes it sweet. It's Machsher the water, and that's what we see here. It's Machsher the water. Rabbi Shua, who holds that the water does not evaporate, and the clouds get the water from the sky. So what does he do with this pasuk? The Ches. One's a Chaf, and one's a Reish. Rabbi Shua, Bahani Kroi, Maida, or Shbuhu. Sovelah. He holds Kihodichi Osar of Dimi Ama Ama Rav was saying Eretz Yisrael Nahara Nani is Yirmai. If it's a thin cloud, then it's a little bit rain. Choshech Nani, if it's dark clouds, Sagdimai. Then if it's dark clouds, it's a lot of rain. And Rashi explains that we only darshaning Cheshchas Mayim according to Rav Shua, because Cheshras Mayim we darshan before already to mean a sieve that spreads out water all over the place. That's one of the types of the word cheshras or other pshatim, but either way it means that it drops water onto the land. So we knew already what the cheshras mayim. What's cheshras mayim? It's loshon choshech to teach us this idea that if it's dark clouds, then it's a lot of rain. So according to Rabbi Yezer, we use both Pesukim together to make a Hacharas. According to Rabbi Shua, one Pasuk is Cheshras Mayim, that it spreads out the water like a sieve, and Cheshras Mayim teaches us that dark clouds are a lot of rain. So tomorrow, by the command Oslo, who is the following price? Hadatani, who's the price going like? Rabbi Shua or Rabbi Yezer? Remember, Rabbi Yezer holds the water evaporates from the ground into the clouds, and that's where rain comes from. According to Rabbi Shua, it comes from the sky. So command Oslo, Hadatanya, Mayim El Yoin and Mayim El Tluyim, the water, the upper waters are hanging in mid-air with Hashem's word, Uperiseim, and it produces Peris, like a tree produces Peris. The Periseim of that Mayim is Meikah Shamayim. That means the principle, the Karen, the river itself up there stays the same. It just has Peris, which is rain. That's what the Brisa says. How do we know this? From the Pasuk, Shnemam Primasech Atis Baaretz. From the Peris of Yemaisim, the world will get satiated. So Kaman, who is that like? That's like Rabbi Yeshua, who says that the rain comes from the sky and originates in the sky. It does not originate in the ground. So that's the Brisa is like Rabbi Yeshua, who says, Mayim Al Yonim, Mayim Al Tluyim. What does it do with the Pasuk? The Brisa, you can argue, what does it do with the Pasuk? Rabbi Eliezer, who, that Pasuk, Primasech, this Baruch, it's who, Maisi Yodov, Shekar, Baruch, Hu, Chsev. It's who, Stam, the Maisi Yodov. It says, the world is Seveya from the Maisi, from the handiwork of Hashem. That's what it means. It doesn't mean Primasech, that the Paris fall from the sky. It means the handiwork of Hashem. That's what makes the world satisfied. On Rav Shuvu Levi, Kol Oyum Kuloi, Metamtsis, Ganeidin, Ushaysa. The whole world's reign comes from the Tamtsis, from the leftover of Ganeidin. Shenem, it says in the Pasuk, V'nohar Yetze Me'eden. And the Pasuk goes further in the Pasuk, Lahashkis Sagon and Masham Yaparid Hoyla Arba Rashim, went to four different heads, to four different rivers. So everything originates in Gan Eden, and we're just the Tamsis. And Tana, we learned in the Brisa, a Tamsis base kur, Shaysa Tarkov, that if you're watering a base kur, which is 180 kav, the Tamsis will be able to be Shaysa a Tarkov. The leftovers could be Shaysa 3 kav, which is 1/60th. Tanur Rabbanan, Eretz Mitzrayim have Adalmeis Parasa. Adalmeis Parasa. The size of Eretz Mitzrayim is 400 Parasa by 400 Parasa. Who echoed Meshishim of Kush? It's 1/60th of the country of Kush, which is loosely tied to Ethiopia, but obviously it's ancient Ethiopia, a bigger area. The Kush echoed Meshishim Olam, and Kush is 1/60th of the world. For Olam echoed Meshishim Gan, and the Olam is 1/60th of the Gan, because Gan and Eden are separate places, Gan and Eden. The Gan Echam Shishim L'Eden, and Gan is 1/60th of Eden. The Eden Echam Shishim L'Gehenim, and Eden is 1/60th of Gehenim. So Gehenim is much, much bigger than the world. Nimtza Kol Olam Kula Kikisu Gedera L'Gehenim. The whole world compared to Gehenim is like a pot cover. It's nothing. It's very small. The Gehenim is a huge pot, and it's like a pot cover. Gehenim is much bigger. The Yesharim Gehenim in L'Shir. Some say Gehenim have no Shir. The Yesharim Eden in L'Shir. Some say Eden don't have Shir. Avad is Gemara. It has to be understood on a different level. But Kipshut, that's what I was saying over here, that the Mitzrayim is 1/60th of Kush 1/60th of the world, the world 1/60th of Gan, and Gan is 1/60th of Eden, and Eden is 1/60th of Gehenim. Yeah. Amar Rabbi Ishaya. My next is in a Pasuk. This is talking about Bavel. And it says in the Pasuk this, Shechant al Mayim Rabim, Rabbis Oitzorois, Ba Kitzeich, Amas Bitzeich. So what are we teaching here? And the words Sheikhanta Mayim Rabim Oitzris means like this. Migar Bavel Shim Oitzris Malay Azbar. What causes Bavel to have so much tefuah? Have Oime, the reason is because Sheikhanta Mayim Rabim, because it rests on a lot of water. It's the Bavel is in swampy areas, it's very low. It's a low-lying area, it's a very swampy area. And therefore, the tefuah grows, it's very fertile, the ground's very fertile, and the tefuah grows very good over there. Omer Rav, Asira Bavel. Bavel is a rich place. The Chatzta, you could cut Tvua, Beloy Mitra, without rain. It grows Tvua without rain because it's a swampy area. Amavai, Naktinon, we have a Kabbalah, Tuva'ani Blo Yuvashani. I'd rather live in a place that is, which Firash is really going on Bavel. Tuva'ani means Bavel is a place that's a valley and it's swampy. Beloy Yuvashani, it's not dry. Taisa is a little different. Taisa says, the second top Taisa is Pirish Mutav Lias Barish Yilecha. It's better to live in a swampy land than a dry land. That's how Tosfos learns. Sok the Mishnah Vayit, the new Mishnah, going back into the halachas of a Saint Talamata. When do you start a Saint Talamata? So this Mishnah is talking, referring to Eretz Yisrael. When do you start a Saint Talamata? So it says in the Mishnah, V'shlishi b'mar cheshvin sholem v'sakasham. We start asking for rain in the bracha of a Saint bracha. We start asking rain the third day of mar cheshvin. Rav Gamliel, on the seventh day, So Pashup Shah and Machlaikis is, like we had before, when is the Revi'a Rishayna? When does the rain start? One Ma'anima said the third day, then the seventh day, then the 17th. The other one said 7, 17, 23. So Tanakam is our mayor holds, it starts on the third Cheshvan. And Ragmila holds, it starts on the seventh day. But Ragmila adds an extra word. Ragmila Emer, B'shiva Boy, on the seventh day, why? Tesvav Yom Achachag. It's 15 days after the Chag. Why? Because the Chag ends on Chav Beis, which is Shmini Atzeres. So Chav Gimel, the people start going back home from Oil Rego. 15 days after that is 7. Why? Because there's 8 days left in Tishrei, from Chav Beis to Lamed. And then 7 days of Cheshvan is 15. So Kadesh Yigi Achon Shvishol Nahar Pros. So the last person, people who live furthest away in Herzog, which is near Nahar Pros, they should make it back home. And that's why we wait 15 days. So it's Kamal Fiza that Rabbi Gamil is only talking about Zman Habayis, when you're Oiler Regal, but after Oiler Golem, it should be earlier. So the Ran asks this question because he has a problem that the Rif passes like Rabbi Gamil, like it says in the Gemara, and the Chayro, it's only by Oiler Regal, where you're going back 15 days after the Sukkot. So the Ran actually answers that even after the Churban Habayis, there used to be Misasif in Eretz Yisrael, go be Oiler Regal a little bit. That's what it says in the Ran. Interesting thing. Well, could we learn a story? Look, what he says like this. That's what the Ran says. So the Gemara, we start saying Saint Talmudar on the seventh day of Cheshvan, which is told. I mean, told today. Thailand and Brisa, Chananyoim over Goylom in Bavel at Chishim Tkufa. You don't say start saying on Zayin Cheshvan. You start saying it 60 days into the Tkufa, which is 60 days after the fall equinox, which comes out in, it's a solar date, and the date is either December 4th or December 5th. It says in Bavel, we start saying the same Talmud on the 60th day of the Tkufa. Why? It's a Rashi. The reason is because, like we learned before, Bavel is a low-lying place, so they don't need rain as much. And therefore, they can wait until 60 days into the Tkufa to ask for rain, because they don't need rain right now. When they start bringing the firewood into the house of Tvayis Rishpa. So Rashi learns the Pshat is, when in the winter you can't cut down trees. So when they start bringing in the trees, in the order that they should have firewood for the winter, then you know it's starting to rain. The Bein Gesher is a little different. It says he was an usher, and he used to store, he used to dry his wood out in the summer, and then store it in his house. So when he starts bringing it in, that's a simon, the rain's coming. So the kash is, we just said it's shishim tkufa, and here it says, when I bring the firewood in. And for the Gemara, Dilma, idiv idi chachuru, the one shear, the shear is 60 days in tkufa. The 60th day, is that like before Shishim, which you don't say if it's any Talmud, or it's like after Shishim, you say it's any Talmud. Toshima, Rav Omar, Yoim Shishim Klacha Shishim. Rav says that the 60th day is like after 60 days. Shmuel Omar, Yoim Shishim Klacha Shishim. The 60th day is like before Shishim. Omar Nachma Yitzchak, Vesimonech, I remember who's who. Rav, what did Rav say, what Shmuel say? So Rav lived most of his life in Eretz Yisrael. So he's like upper. So Vesimonech, Eloi, Boyimayet, Boyimayet. The Eloi needs water because Eretz Yisrael needs water. So that's Rav. His Yom Shishim is Kla'acha Shishim. He holds the episode of Saint Talmud a little earlier. One, you know, the 60th day, he says Saint Talmud already because it comes from Eretz Yisrael. That's a simon to remember. Tassoy Eloi Boyimayim. The lower one, which is small, the holds you don't need Yimayim. Omra Papa, what are we passing? Hilchos Yom Shishim Kla'acha Shishim. The 60th day is like after 60 days. So that's all we got very clear in Eretz Yisrael. We pass in the seventh day of Machashim Shev Saint Talmud, and above all, you start on the 60th day. Even on the 60th day, already starts saying Saint Talmud. The question is, what do we do in other places besides the Bavel? He said the reason Bavel starts saying it is because it's a low-lying place. What about other places? So Zok Rashi, Rashi says, V'chein onu noyagin shekol minageinu acha b'nei Bavel. Our minig is, we do all the minhagim after b'nei Bavel. And therefore we start saying Saint Talmata on the 60th day of the Tkufa. That's what we say. We start saying Saint Talmata. So the Rosh asks, I don't understand that we don't live in Bavel. For us, we need rain. He says like this, V'tamani lom on lo'in g'rei g'ayla b'ha. He says, V'adav yedua im lo'i ho'ya mata, this is the Rosh in Simen Dalad. V'adav yedua im lo'i ho'ya mata, yoyer achishim l'tkufa, yoyer zera avat. But lovely nasik mishusenu. Why shouldn't we do Zion? And he says, Upavantia, Reisi Shasham Shama Machajvan, the Yashim Wai Bena. I saw it in a certain area, because the Rosh lived and Rashi also lived in Western Europe, lived in Germany or Spain. So why wouldn't they start saying it then? Did he need rain? And the Karmana Sanal says that's the Rosh Tainas. Karmana Sanal says, Maisa, we don't, the minig is we do start saying it, and shishim like bavel. So, but the Maisa, the Ramah speaks out, and really it's mechaber, that if you say the same talamotar after Zayin Cheshvin, you don't repeat Shvan Esrei. Why? Because the Maisa, a lot of shittas hold that you start saying it even from Zayin Cheshvin, the Rishonim hold like that. And there's a big shiloh also, if someone goes to Eretz Yisrael, in these days, between Cheshvin and December 4th, does he say the same talamotar or not? Like the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, that's not such a big shayla. That case is a bigger shayla if he's there when they start saying St. Talamata. He's learning in yeshiva there. It's a big shayla, and the big tzad starts saying St. Talamata. Some one of the eights are to say in a Shemaya Tevila. Okay. Huh?
Why would we go and put those after the English calendar?
Because it goes with the rain. It goes with the rain. It's a kasha the other way. Rain is telling in the English calendar. Rain is telling solar. When rain comes, telling in the solar calendar, not in the Hebrew calendar. The kufis go with the solar calendar. The kufis, which means the seasons, go with the sun, not with the moon. The kash is the other way. Why by Eretz Yisrael you go with the Hebrew calendar? Some say Taka, just we wanted to have a Hebrew date. That's why they used it. Really, Sukkot is the time of rain already. Just they use this, but it's the other way around. Zok the new Mishnah. Hegia Yud Zayim Machashvin. We reach now the 17th day of Cheshvan last night, and Lo Yarduk Sham, we're going according to Mandiyam Rameyer holds that the Revere Rishayna is on the first, starts on the 3rd, then on the 7th, then on the 17th. You reach the 17th day of Cheshvan, Lo Yarduk Sham, didn't rain, so then we start getting nervous. Heschilu Ayechidim Esanim. The Hasidim started already fasting for rain. Shalosh Tainis, three Tainis. What type of Tainis? Oichlim Meshoysim Meshach HaSheikha. It's time of Tainis that they eat the night before. It's not a 24-hour tainus like Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Here they eat the night before. Umutar Mavlacha, and on the tainus itself, they work. They're allowed to work. Or rechitza, they're allowed to wash themselves. Or sicha, or nidos a sandal, they wear shoes, a tash shamita. It's a little more cool than the tainus. Hegir Rishchayesh Kislev, le'yaduk shamim. Once you reach Rishchayesh Kislev and didn't rain, Bezdin goes and shalosh tainus al tzibur. Everyone has to fast, not only the chasidim. And also, this fast is not a fast like Tisha B'Av. So, oichlim v'shoysim v'shecha sheicha. You're allowed to eat the night before. Umutar b'malacha, yomutu b'malacha, v'ruchitza v'sicha, v'nil sanat ha-shamita. And you have these coolers, you don't have all the chamisha inuyim, you can still wash yourself and wear shoes, so on and so forth. Zog to Gemara, man yechidim, who are the yechidim? Am ravuna rabbanon, means that tamid l'cham start fasting already on Yud Zayim Cheshvin when it doesn't rain. Am ravuna, yechidim is'anim, sholish taniyais, sheni v'chamisha yosheni. Which days do they fast? Three fasts. They start on a Monday, Thursday, Monday. We already learned later on in the Masechta that that's how you fast. That ain goizrin tainis al tzibur, but chila b'chamishi. You don't start fasting on a Thursday. Why not? Because if the store owners see that on Friday is a mad rush for food, because first of all it's Shabbos, and second of all it's after a fast, everyone's starving. So they're gonna say, oh, it must be there's a shortage, and the prices will go up. Therefore, we never start a fast on a Thursday. So it's a first halacha later on already, on Daf Tezvav, that you already do Monday, Thursday, Friday, they state in the Mishnah later on. And so why do you need Rav Huna here to tell us that that's how you do the fast? So the Gemara, that's Daf Kahanimi V'Tzibur. Buy a Tzibur, you can worry about inflation, raising the price. Av a yachid, if only a yachid, only the chama to be the chama fasting, maybe there's no chash that the price will go up if it starts on a Thursday. Av a yachid lo, kamash lo, we are worried about a vayta chash that they might make the prices go up if they fast start on a Thursday. Therefore, yizim chadish, you have to start dafka on a Monday, do a Monday, Thursday, Monday.